Got it, Rex. Good stuff. Yeah, I think he spoke to Al, but I think Al's waiting to speak to you guys again to confirm. Give me 2 seconds. Let me see if it's available.
Paul, it's Alec. How you going? Good, mate. Correct. No worries. No, the 400s are the louder ones. The Q300s are the quieter ones. Yeah, so it goes, the way the order goes, Paul, is Q300, R400, N1 in order of loudness from lowest to highest. Alternatively, there's the AVO system, which is another one. No, that's just a full kit. You don't have to buy the whole thing. You can buy just the cat back. Oh, okay. So essentially, yeah, correct. So a couple options there. Yeah, shouldn't be a problem. I'll ring them up, find out. No problem. So you got Q300 at the quietest. Okay, and the AVO would fall into that similar window. Okay, so more streetable exhaust. Okay, which, you know, still gives you note, but it is respectable in terms of how loud it is. Then it goes to the R400, which is generally a bit lighter and a bit louder. Then it goes to the N series, which is generally pretty loud. Difference in terms of like what power or not really, man. No, for the power the car makes, not really. Both are going to be very respectable. One's just going to be heavier. So your Q300, you can see the sizable muffler. It's quite large. It's going to be a little bit more heavier, a little bit more muffled in sound, but still. Beg your pardon? I think if you're talking about loud, it comes down to how pedantic you want to be about the note that it's punching out, and the fact that you want to drive it around on the road. So, I mean, you said it's just to get to and from places, predominantly a track car. But the last thing you want to do is generate heat, you know. And I don't know how competitive you guys want to be with this car, whether it's just fun, but is the weight really going to be a concern? Five, maybe eight, something like that. I don't think it'd be huge. Pretty negligible considering the car's predominantly a street car. There's a lot of weight to lose in a lot of other places as opposed to just the exhaust. Any of the N series is loud. Correct. Yeah. Correct. Quieter. Same. That won't make a difference. if you wanted to try the R400. Respectable in between, I suppose. Absolutely, yeah. No, so Winton doesn't, no. And we've run straight pipe race cars there forever and a day. Sandown is going to be your biggest issue, and it's really hard to decipher whether you're going to get picked up or not. Your car's going to be quite barky because it is headers without a turbo muffling it. So being supercharged, it's going to be more susceptible to pinging sound meters than a turbocharged car with a straight through, as an example. I mean, you could always... And again, I mean, there is an AVL option if we need to. So what I'll do is I'll double check the Q300 is in stock and I'll make sure, and then I'll come back to you. Because obviously that might rule out the fact that it's not a viable option. Maybe that's why it's not on the website. Might be sold out or something. Yeah. Gotcha. Yeah, front wheel bearing. So I've got Tony quoting that up for you today. Yeah, as you're driving along, it just gets the hum. And you can hear the groaniness starting to build in the background. It seems to be left-hand front. Absolutely, yeah. Yeah, definitely. Correct. $1,600. So what you've got is you've got $1,499 currently, which is your emissions test at its own charge. Then you've got $990 as it sits for the emissions tune that's in there. If you want us to finish that tune, we could probably touch up what's left for a couple hundred bucks and do the power side of it, and then flick it to E85 and finish the flex side. So instead of charging you a further $1,699 for a full flex, it'll probably be like $1,100 or $1,200. Yeah. Absolutely. No worries. Easy. No problem. Yeah, I spoke to Simon about that one already. Yeah. So we'll walk underneath the car. We do a spanner check on it. We make sure that, you know, brake wear and everything else is in check. There's no free play in any of the joints. The tyre wear looks, you know, respectable for obviously where the tyres are on the car. The wheel bearing is something we picked up on, so we'll correct that. Yeah, do you know when he's going to be able to get that down to us? Thursday. Okay. All right. No problem. I need to... So what we did was I pulled out the Packers. Okay. And Simon reckons he's under the impression that it was raised and packed as opposed to just being packed. And we said it doesn't look like it's been raised. So I need to have another look. It's what I think. So I'll have another look to make sure, but I'm almost certain the car is that damn low anyway that I just don't think you could run that any lower anyway. Correct. So it's right on the border. So essentially it was just over 110 with the big wheels, but obviously I put the small wheels on to meet the compliance because we can't engineer it with the wheels and the wheel and tire package that you had. And that dropped the ride height to just below 110. So right in the threshold. Okay. Yeah, correct. So to keep things simple to start with, whilst you're having muck around and developing the car, you don't overcommit to, you know, expensive track alignment setups where we corner weight the car and we do string line measurements here, chassis setup. We always get the car basically dialed with simple stuff, and generally simple stuff's done on an electronic machine, simple wheel alignments. You go and get the car turning and handling the way it needs to be, and then debating on how much more work it needs to progress from there, you'll decide whether, you know, shit, this needs a proper setup, or it needs another set of coilovers, which justifies the proper setup. You don't want to spend money on a setup and then change things repeatedly afterwards. It's the way I see it, because a setup, so it's almost a day's work, essentially. So, I mean, we'll have to go through and do a bit of a motorsport approach to it, where we can ledger everything and build a base upon from there. And that is a separate component, because it obviously takes time. Yeah, I'll come back to you shortly with the Q300. That's right. I'll let you know what's available, and then we'll work out a plan from there. All right, Paul. Bye.